Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Well, there's probably a pretty good chance that you've heard the big entertainment news of late, the Broadway hit and national phenomenon Hamilton is headed to Durham next year. The national tour of the popular musical will be part of Durham Performing Arts Center's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. The official show dates have not been announced, but the production will play Deepak in 2018. Deepak's Broadway season typically starts in September and runs through May of the following year. Now, the best way to get tickets is to purchase season tickets for the upcoming 2017-2018 season, which features such shows as The Little Mermaid, School of Rock, and Waitress. Current or new 2017-2018 Broadway season seat members will have first access to Hamilton tickets when they renew their memberships for the 2018-2019 season. Hamilton tells the story of Alexander Hamilton, an orphan immigrant from the West Indies who became one of America's founding fathers. The show's music is a mix of hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and rap, and the cast is predominantly African-American and Latino actors. The book, music, and lyrics were written by Lin-Manuel Miranda and based on Ron Chernow's biography, Founding Father Alexander Hamilton. Upon hitting the stage in 2015, Hamilton became the hottest ticket on Broadway, consistently performing to sold-out crowds. Last year, the show received a record-setting 16 Tony nominations, winning 11, including Best Musical. And there's no doubt that tickets for Hamilton, when it appears in the Triangle, will be hot items. So if it's a show that you want to attend, make sure you get onto that season ticket list. Okay, moving on to other things, we're going to talk about what's going on at the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number there is 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 p.m., unless noted. All righty, Wednesday, March 1st, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. In 2014, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the South African a cappella group, was awarded their fourth Grammy Award for the CD Singing for Peace Around the World. Not just a CD title, but a statement of the group's career mission, it was Nelson Mandela who designated Ladysmith Black Mambazo South Africa's cultural ambassadors to the world. Tickets start at $29.50. All right, Thursday, March 2nd, the Song of Mulan, based on the epic Chinese poem, The Ballad of Mulan. This is part of the Arts Discovery Educational Series with performances at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Also on March 2nd, Half Earth, How to Save the Natural World. Our survival is inextricably entwined with the survival of all species that call our planet home. Yet our current destructive trajectory is resulting in mass extinctions of species and irreparable damage to our world. Program starts at 7. Tickets are $25, $15 for students and seniors and kids under 12. Friday, March 3rd, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. For Southside Johnny and the Jukes, comfortable has never been a word associated with their band of raucous, roots-tinged rock and bluesy reverie. The Jukes have more than 30 albums on their resume, thousands of acclaimed live performances across the globe, and a vibrant legacy of classic songs that have become hits to their large and famously dedicated fan base. Tickets start at $37.50. Also at Carolina Theater, Saturday, March 4th, Sebastian Maniscalco, Why Would You Do That Tour? Saying that we're all thinking has always been Sebastian's specialty, except when he says it, it's a whole lot funnier. And that has fans across North America showing up in droves for his shows and millions tuning in for his network specials. Show starts at 7, tickets start at $44.73. That's an odd number, isn't it? Tuesday, March 7th, Valerie June, the Order of Time Tour. Understanding the order of time is important to anyone hoping to manifest a dream, says Valerie June. There is a time to push and a time to gently tend the garden. Since the release of her 2013 breakout, Pushing Against a Stone, June has been patiently at work in the garden of song, nurturing seedlings with love and care into the lush bloom that is her stunning new album, The Order of Time. Tickets are $27.50 in advance, $30 the day of the show. Thursday, March 9th, John Waters, This Filthy World, Dirtier and Filthier. Tickets start at $39.50. Friday, March 10th, it is Bobby Bones. Tickets start at $25. This is his funny and alone stand-up comedy tour. Monday, March 13th, an evening with Gordon Lightfoot. Tickets start at $47. Friday, March 17th, Arts Discovery Educational Series presents The Rainbow Fish. With her lovely coloring and shimmering scales, the rainbow fish is used to being the most beautiful creature in the ocean. So when the other fish ask her for some silver scales, she refuses. How can she sacrifice the one thing that makes her so unique? Will some good advice from the wise old octopus persuade the rainbow fish to share her gifts with those around her? These shows are at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Friday, March 17th, it's Robert Earl Keen. It's not always easy to sum up a career, let alone a life's ambition, so succinctly. But those words from Robert Earl Keen's calling card anthem just about do it. You can complete the lyric with just the next five words, the ones routinely shouted back at Keen by thousands of fans a night, and the party never ends. You heard it. Tickets start at $34.50. Monday, March 20th, it's the House at Pooh Corner, and this, again, Arts Discovery Educational Series, with shows at 9:50 and 11:20 a.m. Monday, March 20th, The Zombies, Odyssey and Oracle 50th Anniversary. Tickets start at $35. Tuesday and Wednesday, March 21 and 22, Stephen Merritt and the Magnetic Fields. Thursday, March 23rd, Black Violin. Friday, March 24th, Three Dog Night. Tickets start at $49.50. Sunday, March 26th, a Viennese Trio. This is a 3 o'clock performance. Tickets are $30, but students get in free. And March 30th through April 2nd, The Grand Duke by Gilbert and Sullivan. The Durham Savoyards Limited, in their 54th season of presenting the topsy-turvy musical comedies of Gilbert and Sullivan, are proud to present the pair's final collaboration, The Grand Duke. Tickets are $32 and $22. Performances March 30 and 31 are at 8, April 1st at 7, and April 2nd at 2. Okay, and finally at Carolina Theater, Thursday, April 13th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Tickets start at $49.50. All right, moving on to the amphitheater shows coming up. going to take a look at Red Hat's lineup at the amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Sunday, April 2nd, Rock and Roll Marathon post-race party featuring Cracker. Saturday, March 6th, Band Together featuring Ben Folds. Friday, May 12th, Bastille. Sunday, May 14th, I don't know whether this is the XX or the XX. But anyway, that's what it is on Sunday, May 14th. And Tuesday, June 6th, it is Glass Animals. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Friday, May 12th, this is a new ad. Chris Stapleton, Brothers Osborne, and Lucy Silvas. That's right, Friday, May 12th. This guy is bringing in crowds all over, Chris Stapleton. And if you've not heard the Brothers Osborne, you need to. They're also on the bill along with Lucy Silvas. Saturday, May 13th, Future, Migos, Tori Lanez, and Kodak Black. Wednesday, May 17th, Kings of Leon and Deer Hunter. Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater. Of course, that's on Regency Parkway. Saturday, April 8th, the Beer and Bacon Festival. Saturday, April 22nd, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Sunday, April 23rd, Cary Music and Arts Festival. This is a new ad. Wednesday, June 28th, John Mellencamp, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies Tour with special guests Emmylou Harris and Carlene Carter. Saturday, July 8th, Sturgill Simpson, and Tuesday, September 19th, Two Cellos, the Score Tour. All right, let's take a look at audio-described performances that are coming up around the Triangle. Tuesday, March 7th, it's 12th Night, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill, the perfectly made comedy of Hidden Identity. A Shipwreck, Lost Twins, Gender-Bending Disguise, Romantic Intrigue. The Bard's Riotous Romp affirms the power of love to transport loss into hope, with every word, wink, and wooing a sheer delight. Show starts at 7:30. Thursday, March 9th, it is Intimate Apparel, Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville. Performance starts at 7:30. Saturday, March 18th, The Bodyguard, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Musical starts at 8. Sunday, March 26th, When She Had Wings, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Saturday, April 8th, Something Rotten, DPAC. This is Broadway's big fat hit, that from the New York Post. Show starts at 8. Sunday, April 9th, on the listing for the audio-described performances, The Royale, Burning Coal Theater, Raleigh's Murphy School Auditorium. The performance starts at 2. Also on April 9th, Mousetrap, Cary Arts Center at 3. Tuesday, April 11th, My Fair Lady, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill. The curtain goes up at 7:30. Saturday, April 15th, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, Jesus Christ Superstar, the greatest rock opera ever created. Superstar has enthralled audiences since its historic Broadway opening in 1971. This is a 2 p.m. performance. And finally, on the audio-described performances list so far, Sunday, April 30th, James and the Giant Peach. This is Raleigh Little Theater. The performance starts at 5. All right, also coming up around the region, the Art of Cool Festival. Believe it or not, Durham's Art of Cool Festival is not all that far off. It's set for the end of April, the 28th through the 30th. Festival organizers just announced that Common is joining the 2017 event. The award-winning rapper, actor, producer, and poet will play Durham's Performing Arts Center on April 29th. The Art of Cool Festival previously announced that the Godfather of Funk, George Clinton, and the Parliament Funkadelic would play the fourth annual festival. Tickets to see Common at DPAC are separate from the Art of Cool VIP and two-day club passes. Durham's Art of Cool Festival, again, April 28th through the 30th. Merlefest, which always draws big crowds, set for April 27th through the 30th. The Abbott Brothers and Zac Brown Band are among the bands playing this year's Merlefest, which is a four-day music festival on the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, if you're up for a little road trip, you can catch Guns N' Roses at Wake Forest University. The concert's set for August 11th at BB&T Field. Seating tops out at 36,000. Winston-Salem is one of only nine stadium dates the band is playing in the U.S., and the only one between Florida and Pennsylvania on the East Coast. Tickets could run you as much as $250 or more. Probably the or more. Carytown events coming up Saturday, March 4th, Pump Boys and Dinettes. Show is at 7:30. Saturday, March 18th, they're having the Kite Festival in Cary for kids of all ages. Bond Park's annual Kite Festival is a great way to spend the afternoon. Registration starts at 12:30 with activities from 1 to 2:30. 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series. This is Cary's food truck rodeo with four upcoming dates: April 23rd, June 25th, July 30th, and October 1st. All four events run from 12:30 to 5. Friday, April 21st, Balsam Range in Cary. Balsam Range's ascent to the top of the bluegrass world has left a well-marked trail of success since the band's inception in 2007. Balsam Range has put on live performances across the country, including multiple Grand Ole Opry appearances. The concert starts at 7:30. Saturday, April 29th, the annual Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival. Nestled under the shady canopy of Bond Park, Spring Days features over 170 North Carolina artists, entertainment on four stages, delicious festival food, and Cary's annual Earth Day celebration. Spring Days features the best of North Carolina's diverse arts and crafts community, and that's 9 to 5 on April 29th. Moving on to the Clayton Center, of course in Clayton. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, March 25th, Lawn and Disorder. National headlining comedians Karen Morgan and Jim Colleton join together in this hilarious show about life as we know it. You know, mowing the grass, talking trash, and better halves that make us laugh. Saturday, April 22nd, it is Rock Legends. Part rock concert, part rock tribute, all rock and roll. Rock Legends combines all of these elements to create a show that is the only one of its kind. In this rock and roll review, created by audience favorite Billy McGuigan, audiences vote through the power of their applause for the songs and music they want to hear from the 50s through the 80s. And Saturday, March 4th, Miss Clayton and Miss Capital City Scholarship Pageant. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events start at 7:30, unless noted. Friday, March 10th, Clean Comedy Series presents The Black Pack. The Black Pack presents All Laughs Matter with Vince Morris, BT, Billy D. Washington, and Lewis Johnson. Four headliners, one stage, celebrating their differences one joke at a time. Why this title? Because at some point in their career, each has been accused of not being true to their heritage, their culture, and their profession. Show at 7. Saturday, March 18th, What's Going On? The Marvin Gaye Experience. It invites audiences to celebrate the hits of the legendary Marvin Gaye. Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th, Carolina Children's Theater presents The Snow Queen, the original classic tale written by Hans Christian Andersen that inspired Disney's Frozen. Performances at 7 on Friday night, and then at 4 and 7 on Saturday. And then Thursday and Friday, April 6 and 7, Holly Springs Got Talent and Murder. This is a deliciously tasty murder mystery dessert theater show. Saturday, April 8th, it's the Holly Springs Community Band. And then April 20th through the 22nd, Encore Youth Production presents Bye Bye Birdie, which has been around a long time because that's the one we put on in high school. Anyway, Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, March 4th, Respect Me Revisited, 7 o'clock show. Friday, March 17th, What's Going On, the Marvin Gaye Experience. Saturday, March 25th, Aquila and the Bee at 12:30. March 30 and 31 and April 1st, 87. One town, one school, one team, one championship. It's a music about a group of boys that captured the imagination of a small town and won the state football championship. Garner had a population of about 12,000 at the time, and had close to 10,000 fans in Charlotte for the title game. And Saturday, April 8th, Broadway Voices, Hugh Panero. Panero is back by popular demand after receiving numerous standing ovations during his sold-out Broadway Voices performance last January. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Coming up March 2nd through the 4th, Rodman. Rod got his first taste of stand-up life through performing at open mic nights at Atlanta's Uptown Comedy Club. March 9th through the 11th at Goodnight's, Dan Cummins. Dan has released two critically and commercially successful CDs, Revenge is Near and Crazy with a capital F. March 16th through the 18th, Rodney Perry. Rodney calls Atlanta home when he's not traveling the country to sold-out audiences or hosting his highly popular online radio show, Rodney Perry Live. March 23rd through the 25th, Chris D'Elia, a fixture of the L.A. comedy scene. Chris is one of the most sought-after comedians in the business. March 30th and April through April 1st, Chad Daniels. Though he often flies under the radar, Chad has carved out a rather nice niche for himself with his acerbic yet sweet take on comedy. April 7th through the 9th, the Plastic Cup Boys. The Plastic Cup Boys have traveled the world supporting Kevin Hart in the world of comedy and on the party scene. These three individuals, Joey Wells, Will Spank Horton, and Naeem Lynn, make up a team of today's best comedy talents. And April 13th through the 15th, it's Mitch Fatel, and April 20th through the 22nd, Jay, and I hope I get this right, Jay Chandrasekhar. He's an actor, director, writer, and comedian. And he's best known for his work with the hilarious Broken Lizard comedy troupe. Now, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer at Goodnight's Comedy Club, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are rated 18+. Raleigh Little Theater, the box office phone number is 919-821-3111. Coming up March 17th through April 2nd, When She Had Wings. April 21st through the 30th, James and the Giant Peach. May 5th through the 21st, A Piece of My Heart. And the lineup this season wraps up June 2nd through the 18th, with Avenue Q. All performances are wheelchair accessible, and audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are also welcome. Carolina Performing Arts, UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, Thursday, March 2nd, Ajoka Theater presents Dara. Performance starts at 7:30. Friday, March 3rd, Steve Earle, multiple Grammy-winning renegade Steve Earle, one of the great American singer-songwriters, effortlessly blends folk, rock, and country in superbly crafted songs that meander between personal confession, outspoken, political comment, and keen character studies. Concert is at 8. Sunday, March 5th, a rescheduled event, Heroes Tribute, a celebration of the music of Philip Glass, David Bowie, and Brian Eno. Tuesday, March 7th, Vijay Iyer Sextet, concert at 7:30. Wednesday, March 8th, Mark Padmore, tenor, with Jonathan Biss on piano. Concert is at 7:30. Thursday and Friday, March 23rd and 24th, Martha Graham Dance Company, 7:30 Thursday night, 8 o'clock Friday night. And then Friday, March 31st, Sounds of Kolachi, like an Indian Ocean blast from the Seaport megacity it calls home, the new 10-piece supergroup of vocalists and instrumentalists from Karachi blurs raga and Western harmony, counterpoint, and South Asian melodic lines, all without losing the groove. Concert starts at 8 o'clock. Duke performances, Friday, March 3rd, Kirill Gerstein, piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March 4th, Hagen Quartet and Kirill Gerstein on piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Tuesday, March 7th, Gairamuza Nihon Bio Troupe. It's an ensemble dedicated to Nihon Bio, or traditional Japanese dance. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater at 8 o'clock. Couple of things from Arts NC State. Wednesday, March 4th, Arts Now, Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater at 8:30. And Saturday, March 4th, Teacher from the Black Lagoon and Other Storybooks. That is Stewart Theater, Tally Student Union at 3 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.